Salam alaikum to all of you dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In the 16th hikmah of Nahjul Balagha, Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, says, تَذَلُّ الْأُمُورُ لِلْمَقَادِيرِ حَتَّى يَكُونَ الْحَتْفُ فِي التَّدْبِيرِ All matters are subject to destiny, so much so that sometimes death results from effort. Regarding this wise code of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, Sheikh Mufid A'alallah Maqamuh has pointed in his book Al-Irshad fi Ma'rifati Hujaj Allah al-Ibad to when the soldiers of Islam had captured a number of slaves from the war with Persia. When they brought the slaves to Medina, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, I free the slaves that are my portion of Ghanima. When they saw the act of Imam, others also freed their slaves. Among the girls, there was the daughter of Yazgird, the king of Persia. In a conversation that she had with Imam, Imam alayhi salam asked her about any wise code that she remembers from her father. And she said this quote in Arabic, إِذَا غَلَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ ذَلَّتِ الْمَتَامِعُ دُونَهُ وَإِذَا انْقَضَتِ الْمُدَّةُ كَانَ الْحَتْفُ فِي الْحِيلَةِ Whenever God's will prevails in an affair, the hands of greed are shortened from all sides. And when the times is up, schemes and struggling will bring about only destruction. Imam alayhi salam said, مَا أَحْسَنَ مَا قَالَ أَبُوكَ What good words your father has said. And Imam alayhi salam said this beautiful saying which we are discussing now, تَذَلُّ الْأُمُورُ لِلْمَقَادِيرِ حَتَّى يَكُونُ الْحَتْفُ فِي التَّدْبِيرِ All matters are subject to destiny, so much so that sometimes perishing results from effort. You have to consider that qada and qadar are related to Allah's knowledge and not Allah's actions. And qada refers to Allah's knowledge of the certainty of something. And qadar refers to Allah's knowledge of the measures and limits that are destined for something. There is a popular story that is mentioned in the Masnavi of Rumi, the Muslim Iranian poet and mystic of the 7th century, where it said that one day a man went to see Prophet Sulaiman and he was distressed and fearful. He said to Prophet Sulaiman, I encountered the angel of death and he looked at me angrily. Please command the wind to take me to India. Maybe I'll live a little longer in that distant land. Later, Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam met the angel of death and asked him, Why did you look at that poor man with anger? He was so scared that he left his home and fled to a distant and a strange land. The angel was surprised and said, But I didn't look at him with anger. I was just surprised to see him here because I had been ordered to take his life in India on that same day. And I thought to myself that even if he had 100 wings, he couldn't reach India in time. But I went to India later that day and found him there and took his life. Rumi then advises the reader to open their eyes and see clearly that everything in the world is like this. All our attempts to escape our destiny will only bring us closer to it. Which brings us back to qada and qadar. That is Allah's knowledge of the certainty of events and the measures and limits of things. Where an Arabic poem says, مَا لِلْرَجَالِ مَعَ الْقَضَاءِ مَحَالَةً ذَهَبَ الْقَضَاءُ بِحِيلَةِ الْأَقْوَامِ With qada, there is no place for man's efforts. Qada renders futile the assistance of relations. Meaning, if Allah wants something to happen to you, no endeavor of yours will prevent it. Not only that, but even if all your relations and friends and everyone on the face on earth gather to prevent it, they will have no chance of succeeding. I refer you to Hikmah 78 of Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam was going to Syria and someone asked him, Is our going to Syria destined by Allah? And he, peace be upon him, gave a detailed reply. ويحك لعلك ظننت قضاء لازما وقدرا حاتما. Woe to you, you take it as a final and unavoidable destiny, according to which we are bound to act. If it were so, there would have been no question of reward or chastisement, and there would have been no sense in Allah's promises or warnings. On the other hand, Allah the Glorified has ordered people to act by free will and has cautioned them against evil. He has placed easy obligations on them and has not put heavy obligations. He gives them much reward in return for little action. He is disobeyed not because he is overpowered. He is obeyed but not under force. He did not send prophets just for fun. He did not send down the book for the people without purpose. He did not create the skies, the earth, and all that is in between them in vain. And then Imam alayhi salam recited, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنَ النَّارِ. We did not create the sky and the earth and whatever is between them in vain. That is the imagination of those who disbelieve. Then woe to those who disbelieve because of the fire. Therefore, the affairs of this world are wrapped in qada and qadar. But our actions and responsibilities, which brings about rewards and punishment, are within the boundaries of our freedom of choice. If we do not understand our freedom of choice in our action and the fact that many of the things that happen to us are the result of our own actions, we will end up questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about all the struggles that we are facing due to our own mistakes, and we might end up losing hope or develop a feeling of enmity and hatred towards our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps the wise words of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi can clarify this concept further, where he said, Ma ma'mur bi taklif hastim, na ma'mur bi natija. We are responsible for our duties, not the results. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are. Wherever you